the service will also go on to do other work, including HSE services during the day as well. So it's not just benefiting commuters and students and passengers who are going into Sligo town in the morning and returning in the evening. It will also help people who are availing of HSE services in the area throughout the day as well. So it is, it's a really good service. And as you know, I'm the Local Link's number one supporter, and I have been for a good few years since it was introduced fully. And it's just a fantastic service. And actually, it was another thing that came up in the doors was that the service that is there, particularly the nighttime service, that's very, very popular, coming back from Sligo town at night, and so many people have availed of that. So that's what we need. We need more of these transport services locally, and so as the demand arises, then the services will be provided.
But we've no definitive time frame as to when this particular service will be rolled out. It is all depending on when the department will sanction the funding, isn't it?
Yes, but usually with these contracts, everything has to be in place first, and I know that from previous services and previous routes that were introduced, you know, the Local Link make a very, very good argument for the service. There's a lot of, I suppose, questionnaires and surveys and research done to show that there is a need for the service. So once that need is shown, then the department funds the service. So just, I suppose, it's like everything else. You go through a process of finding out if there is a need for and a demand for the service. You get everything in place, and then when everything is in place, you ask for the money, and there's no reason to say that it can't be funded, because they've funded every other really good service, you know, in the past in this area and in other areas as well. So there's no reason why this should not be serviced and funded as quickly as possible.